The doors are closed, but the store is open just for you. At the Crate and Barrel private registry events, you can sip and scan your way through the store with music, food, drinks, and a fun party vibe. Don't worry, you'll get plenty of one-on-one guidance along the way from our dedicated registry experts. You can see your favorite gourmet brands in action with demos of the kitchen machines and tools that we've been eyeing. And when the party's over, head home with a special gift from us to toast the day. Wink, wink, it's free wine glasses. Let's make it a date. RSVP today for a Crate and Barrel private registry event at crateandbarrel.com/stores/events.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It feels like vacation.
Oh, it doesn't feel like vacation to me.
No?
No.
Everybody, this is Ben and...
It's Ashley. He forgot my name for a second.
No, I was letting you do it yourself. And we're live from Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. We're at the iHeart Music Festival 2019. This is my fourth year.
It's my fourth year. Yeah, it's our fourth year.
This is crazy.
That's so crazy.
I remember last year, it hit me, Ashley. For years, we came here as like friends, and then it was, hey, we're going to try to get a podcast off the ground. And then we came after a podcast was off the ground. And then last year, if you remember this, we walked into the Outdoor Music Festival, and there was a cornhole set with our faces on it.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
We finally made it.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, my gosh. I remember like feeling like I was going to have the ultimate heat stroke there.
It was hot.
It was so hot still.
It definitely was electric. Hey, Ashley, I think it's only appropriate for us to pause for 1 second. We just finished Bachelor in Paradise this season, and now it's time to kind of start our what we call the off season, which is one of our favorite times because we get to talk about like what's going on in our lives. Let's talk about what's going on in some of the Bachelor news. Let's talk about what's going on in pop culture. Let's play a little games. I think we should bring back Ashley Complains and Ben Bitches.
Ashley Complains. That was definitely an unofficial segment.
But we also want to give every season, I think it's appropriate for us to give a thank you to Mark Easton, Tor, and Danielle, who worked so hard on the podcast.
Yes.
They're in the room right now for the podcast. And it really, and Amy, producer Amy, who helps make the magic happen. One more, I guess, season down, and it was the most successful we've ever had.
Should we recap what's happened over just in 2020?
Yeah.
Bachelor.
I think we should.
Franchise. Okay, so we've had four
wait,
marriages.
Time out. 2020.
Oh, wow. I've been like just... on too many plans.
What an episode we have coming up. We'll talk about all the guests coming on. It's not the off season yet because this might be one of our best podcasts ever. And I mean that. This is not joking. But Ashley.
Yes, Ben.
I know you and I are anxious on the edge of our seat because Derek Peth is coming on and we have a massive announcement.
We're going to make it with him though.
We're going to wait and make it with him.
He's going to be part of the thing that we're doing that we're going to announce.
This is going to be huge.
I mean,
are you pumped for it?
It's going to be huge. We have a lot of.
Are you nervous?
I mean, it can be huge.
My palm's sweaty.
It's happening in a huge place.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, let's start this podcast out, and then once Derek Peth comes on, listen up because Almost Famous fans, we want to talk to you about something.
So, what's happened so far in 2019 in Bachelor franchise? There's been four marriages, mine including. There's been six engagements with Kevin and Astrid and with Adam and Raven and Hannah and Jed included. So now we are down to five engagements.
Okay.
And that's a lot of love.
There's a lot of love in Bachelor Nation right now.
And you have a girlfriend that you've been out with. Her name is Jess and she's in the room.
She is in the room. This is her first time to Vegas.
She's so lovely.
Isn't she pretty?
She's so pretty and so sweet, and all the girls love hanging out with her when you bring her around.
We talked about it after your wedding on the podcast. I think you were gone, but I said one of the coolest parts to me about being a part of this Bachelor family is how welcoming they were of Jessica when we came to your wedding. Like it felt like nothing was lost. It felt like everybody kind of rallied around. So it was cool. It really makes me feel special. I know it makes Jessica feel special. And now we're in Vegas to celebrate iHeart Music Festival 2019. And hey, we haven't said this yet, but we have got a podcast and a half today.
We do?
Yeah,
we have. Oh, you mean we have a lot of guests?
We have a lot of
guests.
They're
like really curtain relevant.
Yes. So we have Dean and Kaylin.
Yes.
What are you most excited for Dean and Kaylin?
Well, we got to see them in Tahoe. So they were together in Tahoe when we were doing our... Oh, you weren't... Wait, you weren't there.
No.
Oh. So have you ever seen them interact before?
I just ran into them at P.F. Chang's downstairs.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever... You met Kaylin down in Paradise. I really like the two of them together. Yeah, so we'll get to, you know, ask them. I haven't seen them in 2 months or her in 2 months with him. So let's see how life has been progressing, especially after watching Paradise.
And then we have somebody that I think is going to express what happened in Paradise and clear some things up for us. Derek Peth is going to be on the episode today.
Yay.
Yeah, that's a huge deal for us. I mean, he had, I think, one of the most memorable times in Paradise this season without making a fool of himself.
Oh, he was so good this season.
He was great.
Yeah, he was so good.
And then finally, I think one of the fan favorites all time. I mean, one of the fan favorites of all time in Bachelor and Bachelorette history, Mike Johnson will be on the podcast.
And we're going to have him tee up his in-depth edition, which will follow this podcast later in the week.
It's going to be, yeah, I think next week will be when we release the Mike Johnson in-depth. You know what I'm excited for Mike? I want to dig into who he is. And I think that was one of the biggest things about him not being chosen as the Bachelor is we never got to know who Mike Johnson was. And so on the in-depth episode, I think it's our opportunity to let all of Bachelor Nation know maybe why he believes he should have been chosen, why he wasn't chosen, what he hopes for now without being chosen, and who Mike Johnson is as a human.
They really skipped by him in Paradise.
Yeah,
we didn't get to know him any better through Paradise.
I wonder why.
Yeah, me too.
So, huge episode today. We could not be more pumped that this starts the offseason. Ashley, though, before we bring on our guests who are walking in the door right now, getting ready to sit down, going to get warmed up, I want to take 1 second, Ashley, catch everybody up on what in the heck your schedule has been leading up to Vegas.
This is the only reason I said it wasn't a vacation to start, because I've been in 2 weeks. Jared and I haven't been home. We went to New York, then we went to Chicago, then we went to New York again, and now we're here in Vegas for a couple days, and then we get to go home, but it'll be literally 2 weeks.
One of the things we haven't talked about yet is now your sister's moved out of your apartment. You and Jared now have a place alone. Is it going to feel weird?
No, because she moved out in July.
Okay.
So we've already had like a month, and we truly didn't notice. Like, I love my sister so much. She lives 0.7 miles down the street now.
Okay.
So it's like we still see her every day.
Yeah.
And she used to stay like half the time at her boyfriend's anyway. So it's not like... But Jared misses our dog so much. Like, that our dog is the other woman.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's so in love with a dog. It's like romantic.
Yeah, I realized that when I, it was after your wedding and we came upstairs to talk to your family.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked in the room and I think I made like some like side joke about the dog. Like, it wasn't even mean.
A side joke?
Yeah, I was like.
A joke about the Lois?
Yeah, I said like, there's Lois, like, she doesn't matter, right, Jared?
Oh my God.
And he was not okay with it.
No.
Like, it was a bad comment. I didn't even mean it to be.
Yeah, no, it's like really crazy. He reminisces on her like every day. He's like, I love you. But I love my Lois.
Oh,
it's
like, gross.
No, I told him, I was like, I'm really glad Lois isn't going on the honeymoon with us, because I would have not gotten as much attention.
Yeah.
Like, he used to be like the most affectionate, like smothery person. And then we got Lois and like my attention got like cut in half. I'm not even kidding you. He just loves playing with the dog so much.
Who sits like who's touching Jared more? You or Lois?
Oh, Lois. And she thinks that that's her husband.
Oh.
Like, she knows she like likes me. She's like, that's my friend Ashley. But like, that is my dad / husband with Jared.
Really confusing relationship.
Yeah, like she'll jump over me and go to him. Always.
Man, Jared, he's just so loved. Hey, what do you think about this, Ashley? I had a meeting yesterday for Generous's Coffee Shop in Golden. And we're going to start doing Puppy Mondays. Where
I think
to get more people through the door, we're going to start bringing puppies like up for adoption to outside the coffee shop, because you can have them inside, and set them up and see if people will come. Do you think they're going to come?
Yes.
Like, do you think Lois would bring people to the door?
I think dogs bring all people to everywhere. Uh-huh. Like, I'm the person that stops people on the street. Can I pet your dog? All the time.
Uh-huh.
And those cat cafes are a thing. Because, like, people are like, well, I can go drink coffee and there would be cats around me. It's just so nice to have, like, something furry around.
I love my parents' cat, Ashley. But you bring up a good point.
Wait, have you ever had a dog?
Yeah, when I grew up. Oh, Zoe, okay. She's a sweetheart. Okay. The best.
Because you don't talk about dogs.
Because it hurt really bad. Aww. Yeah, it still affects me to this day.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I loved her so much. I'm an only child,
see,
actually.
That's me with Lucy. Like, I am obsessed with all of our dogs currently, but from the ages of 12 to 28, I had Lucy.
Yeah.
And she was like my soul dog. Like, I will never have a relationship with a dog like that again.
Yeah. So I was an only child. I got a dog and she passed when I went to college, like really soon after I went to college. And I will never be the same, but I'll get another dog. Like, Jessica has the same issue you do. She has the syndrome where, like, she walks down and she, like, sees a dog and she just has to touch it. Like, it's like, not, she can't stop. It's just like, no matter what, even if the person has a sign like, please don't touch my dog, like, it's just like her hand reaches out. It's a problem.
Like security dogs. I'm like, I know it says you're at work, but I still want to say hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the drug sniffing dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of talent, Mark just walked into the room. Mark, we just thanked you earlier for the podcast. Thanks for another great season. Hey, guys, before we bring on our guest, one last statement I'd like to make. I'm going to start this season with one of my, I think, calmest Ben Bitches segments.
Oh, yeah. Here's the problem. I'm excited.
So here's the deal. And I'm going to share this story, and then I want you all to tell me if you think it's funny or not. Okay. So my buddy, last night I had dinner with him. Great guy. Amazing man. He's 50 years old. His wife is 35. They're a part of the wedding party that I got.
That you officiated.
That I officiated and we helped plan. They helped plan it with me. His wife is Korean. And he is from the U.S. Well, anyways, they're sitting at dinner last night. And they tell me the story that happened to him that day. Where one of the vendors from the wedding party texted Jeff and said, hey, I want to add a new tequila to next year's wedding party. And he goes, that's great. What kind? And she says, Avion. And he texts back. He goes, I love Avion. And he sends it and then puts his phone down and leaves for 30 minutes. Well, this vendor just happens to be from Korea as well. And she lives in Denver. He doesn't know what autocorrects to I love Asians.
No way.
Yeah. So.
Wait, Avion went to Asians?
Avion goes to Asians. So he picks up his phone 30 minutes later, sees like ? Like, I don't know what this means. Oh, so he texts it back. And it's like, that's so embarrassing. Puts his phone down to go tell his wife. Guess what it autocorrects to again? Second time. Asians. I love Asians.
No way.
So, granted, he does. His wife, beautiful soul, amazing human. Here's my issue. Why does autocorrect, like, go back to that? Is that something he's typed often?
Oh, my God. That brings something that's...
Yes.
I think that's funny.
So before we begin, I want to start this podcast with something we've done now for the last couple weeks. I want you all to write in with your most embarrassing or funniest autocorrect moments, because we all have them. We all have them. We put our phone down not knowing that the person on the other end is going, I have zero idea what he's trying to tell me or she's trying to tell me. So please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com or hashtag the Almost Famous Podcast on Twitter or Instagram. We'll read it. We want to read it. Your most embarrassing autocorrect moments.
Yeah. My mother-in-law texted our friends the other day, and it was a very similar thing. She goes, aw, the dog loves his stick. She texted this to our friends.
Yeah.
And it auto-corrected to the dog loves his dick. And then Jared immediately responds saying, like, I'm horrified at the fact that stick is now auto-correcting to dick.
Yeah, you can't help it. So here's the point. My issue is, why does autocorrect always go to the most embarrassing thing? What is the formula that makes it go to that? Like, why is it, like, do you text those things so often that it just assumes? Like, Avion and Asians aren't that close to each other when it comes to, like,
no, I know.
The Asian alphabet. Like, it doesn't, like, work that way. So, what are your moments? Let us know. It's the off season. Let's get weird. All right. It's now time. Look who just walked in the door, Dean and Kalen. But before and while they're sitting down, let's talk about Crate and Barrel.
You guys, Crate and Barrel is fantastic. I know you guys are maybe a little bit tired of hearing about how great my wedding registry was, but I'm here again to drill it further into your brain, because if you're out there and you're engaged, you got to do a Crate and Barrel registry. They host these private registry events at their stores where Crate and Barrel experts take you around the store and they offer tips and expert advice on the best items to add to your wedding registry. Everyone's a little bit different. When you walk in there and you got that thing, that scanner on your phone where you can honestly register for everything in the palm of your hand, you're going to be a little overwhelmed. You're going to want everything. And this expert can really help you narrow down what you actually just want and think is pretty and what your home could actually really benefit from. Each couple who leaves these Crate and Barrel private registry events will leave with a special gift as well. It's a fun takeaway to remember the experience. And you might be like, experience? Really? Like registering? Come on, think about it. You kind of maybe thought this would be a dream one day when you got engaged. You're like, I have a registry and I can sign up for the presents that I want. I don't have to get people aren't going to like get me gifts that I don't want because I get to choose my own gifts. And that's pretty exciting. That is an experience that I'd like to remember. You can RSVP today for a Crate and Barrel private registry event at crateandbarrel.com/stores/events. Again, if you want a private tour of Crate and Barrel with an expert who's going to help you with your registry, sign up RSVP for a Crate and Barrel private registry event at crateandbarrel.com/stores/events.
All right. Kaylin, why? That's
why Dean?
Yeah, why Dean?
Honestly, I asked myself that.
We need to point out that Dean's not next to her right now because Dean's on a new thing, a kick, where he's not going to do any interviews with Kaylin. He's going to make their relationships really hard to get to.
Yeah, for no other reason other than the fact that he thinks 6 months from now somebody might say, they've never done a interview together. Let's pay him a ton of money to do it.
Pay him a ton of money, right?
It's not going to happen.
No. No one cares.
Kaylin, let's dig in here.
Yes.
Okay. First off, we've talked about your time on Paradise to an extent that I think you're probably even sick of. I don't think it's important for us to focus on anything more than where you sit right now.
Yes, thank you.
So let's skip ahead with all that in mind to the fact that now you are with one of our favorite people. One of my favorite people. But one of the just weirdest son of a guns I've ever met. Dean.
Yes.
He sweeps you off your feet. Mm-hmm. And I do want to pause here to really ask you, and I started this thing out by asking why, but I really want to ask how. Like, how did this all happen to where you're on a beach in paradise? There's beautiful people all around. Dean leaves. He comes back. And the thing we don't see is what's going on in that mind of yours to say, this guy right here, he's it. What and how?
I remember him coming down and I was just completely shocked. And I was sitting next to Connor, who I had been dating. And Connor was the one who I was initially interested in meeting. But, you know, Dean and I hit it off and then he left and I was heartbroken and crushed and still thinking about him in the back of my head. And then he comes back and I was like, what are you doing here? And I remember sitting down with one of my friends and I was like, I'm watching this as a viewer. And viewers are like screaming at me. They're like, pick Connor. Oh, I was like,
they were so wrong.
I was like, I can't pick Connor. Like my heart, I knew from the second he came down, like my heart was... It was Dean.
I know. And you couldn't even help your smile. I loved it. Your smile was so like, I really can't smile right now. I have to be like a serious girl and like really take like protect my heart. Yes. But like you could not hide it. And I love it. And let me just side note here. My mom is super awkward in front of cameras. Dean, are you listening to this? So my mom is super awkward in front of cameras. So at our wedding, like you have to say something to make her laugh. Like we usually like quote a movie. Like my dad will say Rain Man, like in like a Dustin Hoffman voice. Like the weirdest things you can think of. And then but at the wedding, the thing that made my mom smile for pictures was say Dean.
No way.
Yeah.
Aww.
I think that's sweet, right?
Isn't that
He's
cute?
Such a charmer.
Well, also, she has a crush on Dean.
Everyone does. Yeah,
I mean, everyone does. Even guys do. That's what's so special about him is that, like, Jared, just as much of a crush on Dean as Ben, as me, as Kaylin. Well, Kaylin probably has more of a crush on him.
So, he comes down these stairs here, Caleb, and you're a woman who was sought after on Paradise. You're in a relationship. What was it about, like, okay, what was it during that time between Dean left and Dean came back? Like, had your heart ever left him? Because here's the thing. I've only met you once. And it was at the wedding. And the very, and I didn't know this. I don't know if you remember this. But the very first thing I said when Jessica and I showed up to the wedding was, hey, where's Dean? And I asked you randomly, didn't have any clue. And you go, he left last night, which was my birthday. That's the last. That's the first and last time I've seen you. That was it. And so I watched his back, and I had a clue that you guys had gotten back together. Mm-hmm. I had heard a rumor. I had no clue how it went. I had no idea how he came back, why you said yes. Because the last time I saw you, you were in tears at a wedding after he left.
Yes. Yeah, that wedding was brutal. I cried a lot. And I don't know. It was... As much as I, like, wanted it to be Connor, and I, like, wanted... I wanted to basically replace what Dean and I had with someone else, and that didn't work. And the second he walked out, I was like, yep.
Yeah.
He tried to, like, hold my hand, and I was like, no, and I'm like, yeah. I'm going to pretend like I'm mad at you, yeah. And I kind of am.
You have to milk it for a little while.
Yeah, yeah, and hear what he has to say, and, yeah, here we are now.
You guys are cute. You ever think about what your kids' eyes will look like?
I scare him with marriage and children all the time.
It's, oh, there's really? Nothing more terrifying. Yeah.
To I was going to say, what is his reaction when you start talking about marriage and children?
He's like, all right, I'm out. Yeah. Let's break up.
But Dean would be the best dad of all time.
I know.
Just when will he be ready for it? I don't know, but he has to be.
I know. Probably not until he's 50, but it's okay.
Kaylin. Let's backtrack a little bit here, because we just saw you on Paradise. We just saw you leave Paradise. It was a roller coaster of sorts, the whole thing. Before the show ever happens for you, as soon as you hit our TV screens, you became an instant, like, fan favorite. You became known in every household that watched The Bachelor at the time. Before the show even happened, would you have ever expected your life would be where it is today? And what did it look like back then compared to now?
Oh, gosh, it's so different. So I was living in North Carolina, and I love North Carolina, but I always knew, like, I wanted to live in a bigger city, and just the only thing in Charlotte, North Carolina is banking, and I just wasn't very happy there. So Alon from the show said, he was like, everyone who goes on our show is unhappy with their life in just some small or large way. And so I was just unhappy with my life, and that's why I went on the show. And funny enough, like a year and a couple months ago, I DM'd Dean, and, you know, here I am dating him now.
A year and a couple months ago, you saw him on TV and thought he was cute.
Yeah. Well, we've never heard DM'd this, have
him?
We?
Oh, my God. Wait, Dean, did you see? Oh, I can't do it. Yeah. Oh, this is it. This is why he's doing it.
So, Kaylin, let's explain a little bit here.
Yes.
You saw Dean on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You DM him what?
So he was, I followed him, and he was traveling through Asia, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're going on the vacation I literally just went on. And he DM'd me back, and
he's looking at his other inbox. You yeah. caught his eye. Oh my goodness. And this is the weirdest story.
I don't even know. Maybe July, June, early summer, spring of last year.
Before you were officially cast.
Yeah, before I was cast, and I just always thought he was attractive, and... It's just, it's crazy to think, like, how we've come full circle, and now we've been dating for 3 months, and he makes me happy most of the time.
Oh, I don't want to leave this yet, though, because this is a big deal, like a really cute thing. So I messaged my girlfriend now, Jessica, on Instagram. So that's
really?
How we met, is I found her picture at a sporting event that I wasn't at, and I said, hey, you're a top post in this location. I would love to meet you if you're single and if you're interested. And now we've been dating ever since.
That's so sweet.
So this Instagram thing is really awesome to me, and I don't want to just leave it here, because you spotted Dean. He DMs back. Was there anything further that happened, or was it just kind of like, hey, I'm not going to go on the show. Hopefully one day I meet him.
Well, yeah, we were supposed to meet for coffee, and if you know Dean, you know that he bails on everything.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
So we bailed on our coffee date, and we DM'd probably at the end of my season after that briefly. And then he DM'd me when I was in Morocco. And so there was like a slight thing.
Like a flirting a little bit. Slightly. Like, hey, I'm kind of like interested.
Not in real life, though. Just no, like via,
yeah, we met once in real life. Did, and okay. He's portrayed a little bit shorter on television. And then I met him in person. I was like, oh, my gosh, he's so much taller than I thought he'd be.
Yeah.
And I was... stunned by his eyes and his he's just so charming and you know
it's really true. Yeah. It just happens.
I know.
It's so, really one of a kind.
Yeah.
And I think like people can understand it somewhat through TV, but when you see when you meet him in real life, you're like, I've never met another specimen like you.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, what is it?
Yeah.
We just went to Tulum together and these girls on the beach were like just obsessed with him and were like judging me for being with him. I was like, I know I have no makeup on, but like
stop,
whatever.
Your skin is unreal.
And they asked, so he went to go take photos in the ocean and they were like, will you take a photo of us with your camera? And I was like, I'm right here. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh. That's awesome. Can we talk about this one thing that we didn't talk about last time Kaylin was on the podcast? It's super embarrassing towards me. She one time watched me compete in a pageant.
Who did?
Kaylin. I did.
No
I
way.
Was front row. Reigning Miss Teen Virginia, and I was doing a preliminary for Miss Virginia, and this was right before.
What year was this?
This was right before I was cast on The Bachelor officially.
What?
Yeah, I think I had maybe not gone to casting weekend yet, but I like had my flight set
like
for
this
it.
This is something that's going. Oh wow!
And I like I remember asking girls backstage. I was like, if I win this preliminary, should I do this or The Bachelor?
Wait, what's the like? What would?
Oh,
you
she
think,
made the Kayla? Right choice.
Yeah,
pageants are great, and I've learned so much from them. But I don't know, The Bachelor is just so fun. Like it's just like a once in a lifetime experience with like your best friends and
And look at us now. I mean, here's one thing we got to do is we got to sit in a room like this at the iHeart Music Festival at the Planet Hollywood and say like life is really awesome. Like we're with our friends and we're having fun and we're going to see a great event and we're talking about life. Like this doesn't happen without a really crazy show that we've all been able to be a part of.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome here. Okay. I have one follow-up question about your relationship with Dean, and then we're done with Dean. Okay?
Okay.
Does he still bail once you're in a relationship?
Ooh. Does he? I don't think so. I think he's pretty... I think my expectations are low. Okay. Let me explain.
Wait, this is really fun. This is fun to do separate interviews.
I like this. I like this. Yeah, this is good. This is good. This is good.
Dean's a great boyfriend. Okay, let me.
No. He's. Let's talk honestly here.
Okay, he's not the best communicator. He's getting better at it. So, like, my expectations are low. It's like, you know, I don't know.
No, Dean's the kind of guy that
we can leave it there. We'll leave it there. Hey, Ashley, I know you have a game for Kaylin.
Yeah, I mean, do we have time to play?
Yeah, we
this
have 100% time to play the newlywed game.
We're going to play the newlywed game in a very, very quick fashion. It's going to be three questions each.
Okay.
And then we're going to match them up at the end.
Can
Dean
leave?
Can we ask Dean, can you leave the room, please, for a second?
What was Dean's last big purchase on his credit card?
A parachute. Yep.
Okay. Yep. That's very
Dean.
Yeah.
If he's not looking at your Instagram profile, and apparently he doesn't think that you guys should follow each other on Instagram.
Yep.
Whose Instagram is he creeping on?
Ooh, that's a good one. Probably photographers' accounts or like travel accounts, but he does creep on like everyone from The Bachelor too, which is very broad. But he's always on his phone. He's never not on his phone.
Isn't that the most annoying thing?
It's so annoying.
Jared's the same way.
It drives me crazy.
I'm like, put it down.
Like,
he's like, I'm not on it that much. No, it's like crack. They're like,
I know what I'm going to do right now.
As he pulls his phone out.
I'm going to start following Kaylin so I have something on Dean. Like if he doesn't follow his girlfriend, I'm going to follow his girlfriend. Yeah. Sorry, Dean.
Okay, well, this is a really, really obvious one, I think, but what do you think that he thinks his spirit animal, what do you think his actual spirit animal is?
So I think he thinks it's like a polar bear or something because he loves polar bears, but his actual spirit animal, it's just a puppy. Like it's so, he's just like a cuddly little cute puppy.
Okay. Golden retriever.
Yeah.
So, because you're sitting here, we have to ask you the same question so we can match them up. What was your last big purchase on your credit card?
Probably a flight. Flight.
It's always a flight.
If you are not on your own Instagram or checking out Dean's, who are you checking out? And what are you checking out?
Probably Cassie, Michelle, my best friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is your spirit animal?
Ooh. Maybe a... I always used to say sloth, and I'm like, I don't know why I used to say that. So that's like
do
my
you
go-to.
Feel like you're lazy no. or sloth?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't think of you as lazy or sloth.
I don't think that either, but let's go with it okay. to see what he says. Yeah. Hey, Caitlin, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
You've got a great smile. I want to say that my girlfriend's brother thinks you are the most beautiful woman he has ever
that
seen
is so kind.
With his eyes. Which would make sense, huh? But, Caitlin, thank you for dealing with our buddy. Thank you for being your bubbly self. Thank you for coming on, just having a good time, and not talking about all the craziness that was your time on Bachelor in Paradise. Let's have a blast at iHeart Music Festival 2019.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We just had it's your girlfriend, right? We never confirmed this.
Caitlin is my girlfriend, yes.
Okay. What was the C on your chest the other night during the reunion? Was that for her?
Of course. I wore a bolo tie with the letter C on it to signify my affinity for my girlfriend.
Dean and I have a bolo tie thing.
Yeah. I got two bolo ties, and I texted a picture of both of them to Ben. I said, hey, which one should I wear? He said I should have worn the other one.
Well, I get why you wore the other one now. I get it. Right. But I like them both. But Dean and I love bolo ties. We actually, Dean was my date to... the American
Music Awards,
Music Awards last year, yeah. And we went together, and we both wore bolo ties. We thought like it was going to be cool, and it was.
It was awesome. Long story short, we were the coolest. Wait,
I love the way that Dean just like walked over to the couch, and he doesn't have any shoes on. It's like I don't remember the last time I saw Dean with shoes on.
I don't like shoes or socks.
You take off your shoes and your socks the second you walk into a room.
I haven't worn underwear in a long time.
That's no.
That's
time out.
Fine. I don't think that's a huge deal.
No, this is a big problem with me though.
Oh yeah, Ben in the underwear.
This is a massive issue with me. I hate this because he plays games with me every time I'm around him. Dean tells me to do something different, and I start doing it. Okay, let's start at the beginning.
You want to tell a story, or can I tell a story?
You should tell this story, but I want you to tell it honestly because it really upsets me. I've had massive medical issues because of it.
What do you mean?
Calluses in places nobody should have a callus.
Okay, I'm going to tell a story. Although you are a better storyteller, I'm going to tell a story because it's about you, and I feel like it might be uncomfortable for you to tell. So, Ben, actually, all three of us were at Bachelor Winter Games. We all grew even closer than we were before. The three best friends that anyone could have.
Really, you guys, it's like everybody came there, we made friends, and then we're like, we're going to be friends forever. And then like a couple months later, it was just the three of us just friends.
That's how every Bachelor show is though. Like you're super close with everyone right after the show, and then like the main core stays together, whatever. That's not the important thing here. On that show, Ben somehow, obviously I was like announcing from the rooftops, I don't wear underwear. Ben took that to heart, and he goes, I'm going to try not wearing underwear for a little bit too. There's not really any reason to it. I feel like it's kind of constricting. I don't like the fact that there's extra clothes on my body. I actually think that there's a conspiracy that the laundry detergent companies created underwear so that way we would have to wash more clothes so they could sell more detergent.
And you know, we all know that Dean hates detergent.
Oh, it's the worst.
And I don't use dryer sheets anymore because of you.
Yes, that's really good. Getting odorants on your clothes that then get absorbed into your skin is really
this
bad
is
for
getting,
you.
Dean, correct. Get off your pedestal for a second and tell the story.
We're a little deluded here. Anyway, so Ben adopts that mentality. He's going to try not wearing underwear for a little bit, which I was super supportive of. I love hearing that. I think his sperm count's really appreciative of it, too. Mm-hmm. fast forward a couple months. It's February. We go on a trip to Honduras for Humanity and Hope, which is Ben's fantastic organization that he heads up with his best friend, Riley. They do an amazing job. If you haven't checked it out, be sure to check it out. It was one of the best experiences of my life. On the very last day, and again, this is coming from me, who I'm not like a very religious person. Ben obviously holds his faith very close to him. Despite my despite all that, I still had an amazing time. So it doesn't matter whether you're religious or not, you will still get a big benefit out of it. Anyways, on the very last day, one of the gentlemen that was with us was a pastor. What was his name again?
Chad.
So Chad was there, and he goes, hey, it's our last day in Honduras. We've all had such a great trip. I'm going to I'll baptize some of you guys on this last day if you're interested. And like three or four people of the 12 that were there with us were like, yes, I would love that. It sounds great. Ben, your baptism story from a child, like you didn't...
Yeah, never really been baptized. I was in a Y at one point.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Ben was like, this is a great opportunity for me to get baptized. I would love it, nothing more. I'm trying to buy some of my great friends or with an organization I love in a
my
community
family.
I love. My family. Yeah, that's right. Your mom and dad are there. And then he like goes up to get baptized, and he like stops in his tracks, and he goes,
I'm not wearing any underwear. I can't get in the water. And then he comes up to me afterwards and he goes, Dean, I just couldn't get baptized because of you. Because you told me that I should stop wearing underwear.
And I did. Wait a second. You had pants on. You couldn't go in with
No, because it's like a 2-hour bus ride and everybody was like stripping down to like their sports bras and like shorts and like shorts, yeah. Like men had like boxers on, so like because you can't wear clothes, it's hot and it's wet, and it's a long way home,
and this is like one, it would have been like one of Ben's most meaningful moments in life, and because of me it didn't happen.
Oh my god. Okay, I was thinking that he went on that tangent just because he didn't want to talk about his relationship, because
something. And then to close the story up, a month later, I text Dean. I said, Dean, I haven't been wearing underwear now for months. It hasn't been a terrible experience for me, but I have one question for you. How in the world do you work out without underwear on? It's crushing me. Like, it's embarrassing at times. It hurts at times. It's not fun. He goes, dude, I always wear underwear when I work out.
I wear, like, the compression legging.
Yeah. So, anyways, Dean's really messed up my life for the better. It's a great story. Just a piece of everything I love about Dean and what our friendship has become over the years.
Now you're just a little more callous in places you don't want to be.
Yeah, exactly. That just hurts.
We got to like talk about real stuff just for a second. I mean, this is real stuff.
But
I
want to
talk about why you went from like, I'm not going to be in a relationship and I'm just going to like gallivant in my van for a while. That's where I am in my life. Mm. To deciding that you liked Kaylin enough to not do that anymore, or you're doing it, but to incorporate her in that lifestyle.
Yeah, that was a weird thing for me to do, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not weird.
But you're asking,
so beautiful and wonderful.
Oh,
but like,
well, yeah, just like the change was like it's pretty.
Yeah, like what was it about her? Because you did say at that one point you were like that it's going to take someone like super special for me to want to like change that, and she was obviously that super special. So what is it about her?
Excuse me. Yeah, I guess that's a good question that I haven't really been asked. I left the show. And I spent a little bit of time apart from her for the first time since having met her.
Literally 48 hours. You went to the Grand Canyon.
Right. But even that, even just like the time that you're sequestered in your hotel room to then catching the flight to then returning back to the San Diego where I left for the Grand Canyon, there are moments where I was like missing her and wanting to hang out with her. And like there were times where I would like look over and expecting to see her. I didn't see her. So it was, like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. Like obviously I went there without the intention of leaving in a relationship. But then I just met someone that I really liked, and I tried to keep convincing myself that I didn't want to be in a relationship. And then when I eventually fulfilled that and left not in a relationship, I like kept then being like, well, why did I convince myself that I didn't want something that clearly I like am a better person for being in, which is the relationship, you know? So that's kind of why I went back.
You always amaze me really because of the depth at which you think through things. That's not like fully a compliment. So let me finish here. Like you really do think through things and you desire depth. Like you desire to go deep. But then all of a sudden it feels like you hit the trampoline and want to bounce back up as quickly as possible to where I can get like there's like moments where you go deep and it's like I'm here with you and I'm sitting in this with you because you're wise, you're intelligent, you're thoughtful, and I know you're non-judgmental. And then all of a sudden you jump back up to a level of shallowness that's like, all right, let's have fun. Let's do something weird. Let's jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
Not saying they're jumping out of a plane shallow, but like it just feels like let's change the subject as quick as possible.
Yeah.
What? Like, where does that come from? Because what you just said there is incredibly deep and insanely courageous for you. But it had to come with its hesitancy.
Right. No, you're right. I do that a lot. I think it's just my like deflecting ability. Like, it's like a defense mechanism, I guess. Like, I'm willing to give you my vulnerable parts, but then I'm afraid to receive your response. And so that's why I just like jump into something shallow really fast. You know what I mean? So I'll say something really quick, really deep, you know, obviously depending on who's listening. And then before I give them a chance to respond, I'll be like, but let me fart real quick in front of you.
Like, let me make this weird just so it changes it.
And that way, like, I don't have to, I'm not very empathetic. So when people try
yes, you are.
I can like open up to other people sometimes, but then like when other people open up to me, I sometimes struggle with knowing how to feel for
that. You just don't know how to say things back. And I feel like I'm not very good at that either. It's like I'm feeling for you, but I can't like take what I'm feeling and put it into words.
I always feel like I'm going to let people down by not showing them enough support in a lot of those situations. And so it's like I don't necessarily need support, so I can like unload some stuff. But then I don't want to let that person down by like not being able to receive it properly.
Have you seen with Kaylin a change to where you want to support her? Well?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that our relationship is great because we are able to lean on each other a lot in those types of situations where, like, you know, she encourages me to do a lot of things that I wouldn't be doing without her. And I would think that she would say the same thing about me. I know I overheard some things when you were saying how is Dina as a boyfriend, and she said, oh my gosh, she's the worst boyfriend of all time. So, you know, I'm not going to like go ahead and put any words in her mouth, but I do like to think that we challenge each other to the point where we are both growing as individuals from the relationship, which is great.
Why aren't you following our Instagram?
Why aren't we doing an interview together right now?
I don't know, man. It's all weird to me. Hey, Ashley has a fun game for you.
Yes. We were going to play the Newlywed game, which we already asked Kaylin her questions and we got her answers as well. So are you ready to see how well you know your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the last thing that she bought on her credit card was like a big spend?
Plane tickets to Tulum.
One for one.
That's one. If you guys were together, you'd give each other a kiss right now.
Okay, Dean, because we got to fill all the gaps, what was the last major purchase you had on your credit card?
Nice, nice. The hotel in Tulum.
No. What's your second choice?
I don't know. I wanted to take some more time to think about it.
Okay.
I don't think we have time right now. Okay.
Last major purchase was how they put it.
Last major purchase.
That I made for us.
No, that you made.
No, just you made, personally.
Not for
whatever,
you guys together.
I bought a parachute.
Yeah!
Yay! Another kiss. Okay. What was the next question? I know. Okay. What does she creep on Instagram when she's not looking at your Instagram, which she isn't allowed to follow?
Like what page specifically?
Yeah, like who, or content.
I think it was more like
content.
Content.
It's so funny because sometimes we'll be sitting next to each other scrolling Instagram like simultaneously, and our pages are so different. Hers are always like fashion and like clothes and lifestyle stuff that obviously you see a lot of like those lifestyle bloggers post, and mine's all like puppies and travel destinations.
Ding ding ding
ding ding.
Did she say hers was travel destinations?
No,
that was yours.
Puppies and travel destinations. That's absolutely.
Kaylin said hers was,
she said she looks at yours and then she also looks at Cassie and Michelle's.
Cassie and Michelle's her friends. Yeah, she's a big friend.
How did we do it? I feel like that went pretty well.
It was pretty good. No, we got one more.
Oh, cool.
And that was, what do you think her spirit animal is?
Can I tell you what she thinks mine is first?
Yeah.
A polar bear.
Yes. Well, that's what she thinks you think your spirit animal is. Good enough.
I'm pretty impressed with these two.
Yeah, I know. They're cute.
Yeah, this is kind of getting cute.
I'm about to let you down then because I know what her spirit animal is, but I can't.
It's not impressive.
What does she think her spirit animal is?
It's not one that is like, yeah, one you're
it's
like,
not
oh,
like. It's not a cougar.
No, I know. And I know the answer to this because we've talked about it before and I make fun of her for it. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
Five.
Oh.
Four. Three.
It's a woodland creature.
Two.
Come on. I think he's going to get it.
One.
Don't count me down. It's making me anxious.
Describe it.
It's gone. No, I don't want to describe it.
Yes.
What is it? Just tell me.
It's a sloth.
Were you going to get that?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Sloth.
She doesn't know why. That's her spirit animal.
All right. I was thinking like along the lines of beaver, but I knew it wasn't a beaver.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say beaver.
Yeah.
Hey, Dean Unglert, everybody. We love him. Hey!
Thank you guys for having me.
Home Nutrition is the vitamin company disrupting the beauty industry by focusing on preventing concerns in long-term care and repair, not damage control and covering up.
Their mission is to make you look and feel your very best by turning your beauty and self-care routine inside out and making inner health the foundation.
You know, Ashley, to that end, they've developed over 30 innovative and ultra-specific formulas. It's a rough day for me. That work from the inside out to support clear, glowing skin, boosted energy, fuller hair, flatter stomach, and enhanced mood and a healthy body.
I feel like you don't even have to go on. Like, people just need to hear those key words, and they're like, okay, signing up. Home Nutrition, where are you?
I just signed up. I have it in my hand, actually. I really have it in my hand because all those things sound good.
All the ingredients in the line of supplements, powders, and gummies are backed by clinical results. They are also sustainably sourced. It's non-GMO. They're free of soy and gluten, and it's also free of artificial colors and preservatives, and there's lots of vegan options.
Okay, so you're out there. You're going, this sounds perfect. It sounds too good to be true. It's not. Again, you can have it in your hand. That's too much fun. To get started, go to homenutrition.com/get_started. Personalized product recommendations based on your goals and needs from their team of RD nutritionists.
Home Nutrition is all about making you feel and look your best. Each specific supplement packs a combo of potent ingredients designed for specific aims like clearer skin, boosted energy, a flatter stomach, better sleep, fuller hair, which I definitely need, and it's all backed by clinical results. If you're not sure what you need, that's not a problem. You just take a quick quiz and get personalized recommendations plus a 20% off code with our code FAMOUS.
That's right. Take a quiz to get personalized recs plus 20% off with the code FAMOUS. Plus, save even more with their convenient, flexible, and money-saving monthly plans. Again, that's FAMOUS, 20% off. First orders of U.S., $29 or more.
Yeah, and don't forget that the website that you go to is humnutrition.com/get_started.
I feel like Freddie Mercury with, like...
Did you just watch Bohemian Rhapsody on the plane or something?
I'm on Ben and Ashley Eyes podcast.
Hey, let's keep that in there. Yeah, hey, guys, really we are here with Derek Peth. He was a huge part of this season of Bachelor in Paradise. And yet, when I asked you in April in Napa Valley if you were going on the show, you were like 100% certainly no.
Always got to keep him guessing, Ashley.
We're live at the Planet Hollywood, too. Sitting up top, this view is pretty nice. Yeah. Our view on the last segment with Dean was nice. He was a good-looking fella. Kaylin was beautiful. But then we bring in Derek Peth, and Derek Peth rocked Bachelor Nation's Paith.
I know, but everybody can say Peth. I don't care.
Wow. How do you feel that now your name has
been
changed?
I have two names.
Yeah, Derek Peth. I had no clue. Derek Peth rocked Bachelor Nation's world this year. I mean, a guy, let's say this. You came out of nowhere to be... Within 2 weeks, all of a sudden, in every conversation, to be the next Bachelor.
I would say that it was because Paradise happened to me instead of me being there. But you know, it was a rough time, and that's, you know, people can connect with that. I think that's like part of the show, right? Is how do you go through tough times, and that's, I think, what happened.
You handled it with such grace and empathy and beauteousness. How do you feel like you handle yourself?
I feel like a pageant queen now after that.
That was beautiful.
I was pretty proud of myself because in the moment, you know, like you don't know how you're going to respond and you just kind of are being you. And you have these ideas, especially, you know, dealing with the Demi situation. I mean, that's like a new thing. I never before had been broken up with in that style, you know, with that scenario going on. And you think these things in your head and then like whatever the words just come out of your mouth and self-reflecting afterwards and being like, oh, that was what I always thought I would say. But, you know, it's nice to know that like in real life, that's how I acted. So
when you left Paradise, everybody was like, oh, my God, I feel so bad. Everybody felt so bad for you. Like you were never like there were no other humans on this earth if they didn't exist in Paradise. It's like Derek's gonna be just fine, guys. You obviously just saw he's good looking and a gentleman, got a great personality, and then like you're gonna be fine. You think you're gonna be fine?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be fine. Yeah. Like of course.
I was at the airport with him. You wanna hear something funny? So Derek and I are getting ready to get on the plane. Some guy comes up. He goes, oh, my gosh, my girlfriend is going to be so jealous.
There we go, see?
This is amazing.
No. And Derek and I are standing there, and he gives Derek the, like, man hug.
Yeah.
And then he looks at me. He's like, gives me the man hug. I'm like, all right, cool. And then I realize he has no interest in me at all. And he goes, dude, I would love you to take a picture.
Yeah.
And I take a picture of Derek and this guy.
Awesome.
I stay there. And Derek goes, dude, this is weird. I was like, I mean, it's kind of cool.
It's really
like,
cool.
Derek Peth is beloved. Okay, Derek, though. Ashley and I were just talking before we got in this segment. We said that you handled yourself so well in so many scenarios. And that's great. And we can say that, and that's going to make you feel all warm and fuzzy.
Right.
But you also said that you just made a comment that's interesting to me. You said, this is what I – when Demi told you, hey, I can't do this, not because I don't like you, not because I'm not interested in you, but because I'm in love with somebody else that just happens to be a woman
–
you just made a comment and said, I was hoping I'd always handle it this way. Was this not was this a scenario you've played out in your head before?
I just think, you know, like I'm a very open-minded person. So, like I have a whole host of, you know, gay friends in New York. And I think it's just like that empathy thing where you think you know what they've gone through and what their life is like. And until you're there in the middle of it, like experiencing someone coming out and you're like, holy shit, someone's coming out right yeah. now to me on national TV. And they're also breaking up with me simultaneously.
Yeah.
Like you can't think about it too much. You just say what, you know, what comes to mind. So, I mean, it's not that like I ever had thought that would, you know, be something I'd be a part of. And I think that's like what made it so extremely powerful to me to see and watch back. And again, like, I'm proud of myself.
There was a conspiracy theory that you, Christian, and Demi were all in on it.
Oh, I know. It's
oh,
so,
did you know of it? I wasn't
so
sure if I like
see.
Read it one place and then like I'm pretending like it was a real theory.
No, there was a lot of, I mean, people just looking for excuses. Honestly, I think that's like a lot of homophobia. People who are not able to accept the fact that somebody would, on both sides, handle it the way that both Christian and I did.
Yeah.
But like Christian and I are friends now. She's a super awesome person. And that's like an event there speaks volumes about her too.
Nice.
For you, Derek, all of a sudden, in life gets, we love them to highlight these segments and these times on the show, because you watch a show, it's entertaining, it's funny, it's enjoyable, whatever. And then all of a sudden there's moments every season, no matter what happens, that life smacks you in the face. Like this is a real moment with a real human having real emotions and real feelings. You witnessed a couple of those this season.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just one of those for you. It wasn't just Demi and Christian, because once that happened, you supported it and they moved on. It was also a relationship with Tayshia
mm-hmm.
that then led into JPJ coming after you.
Wait a second.
Both of you guys were there,
just arrived
by the way.
Here at Planet Hollywood. Is this the first time you'll be seeing her since?
Well, we saw reunion? Each other at the reunion
okay.
show. Yeah. But I mean, even then, we didn't really interact much, you know.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I just
was trying to create drama over here.
I just want to know, like, for you, Derek, like, it was a lot of real moments for you. Like, this, now just thinking back on it, like, Ash and I break it down week by week, but I don't think we put the whole puzzle together. This had to be almost exhausting.
Oh, absolutely. It was exhausting. And that's why, in the end, you know, my decision to go home, I actually, like, asked a few of the producers who had become friends. I just, like, looked at them and I was like,
can I please leave now?
I'm so empty. I was like, I'm so empty.
Aww.
This is right. The right decision for me. Right. Like, yeah. I just got to go. I can't be present anymore. And like, I wasn't ready to be connected to anybody else at that point mm-hmm. because so much had happened. And, you know, I honestly, like, having bounced around like that, I didn't see how I could connect with anyone on from their side either at that point in time. So, yeah, it was time for me.
So, like I just mentioned, Tayshia just arrived at Planet Hollywood. I believe that John Paul Jones was supposed to be with her here this weekend. I'm not sure what's going on with that. I believe that he's no longer here with her.
No, wait.
Update from Amy. She's going to grab the mic.
That is like a massive rumor starter. So,
well, you know, that's my job.
We did invite... I know.
Well, cue, like, pictures with me and Tayshia.
So we invited Tayshia and JPJ.
Separately or together as a couple?
I'm good friends with Tayshia, so I invited yeah. Tayshia and said, invite JPJ. Here's the trick. JPJ lives on the East Coast, so that would have been money for me to fly him here, which I was running out of money. He also has a real job. And finally, Tayshia is going on a trip, so she's only here one day.
Oh.
So
it wouldn't be very...
It was a little, like, logistical, not like, oh no, trouble in Paris.
Oh, okay, then why is the Reality Steve rumor that they broke up?
So...
Also, Amy, why are you throwing around real jobs here? Like, I don't have one too.
Well, we just had a 15-minute conversation
did you just say that
last
real
podcast
job?
About how well, like how this isn't considered a real job. I was like, you realize outside of this, I work like 40 to 50 hours a
right.
week running a company, like which is still not that much compared to some, but it's enough.
My not real job is the same as y'all's not real job.
Yeah,
so
it's fun. It's not
jobs,
a real job.
Although
apparently.
Derek does. So, here's what I will say, and Tayshia can speak for herself. I think it's fine. I think they're together.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think someone that lives in California and someone that lives on the East Coast is the easiest thing. And right. then she can expand on that.
Okay. Well, we will have her come and expand on that.
I will say that. Breaking news.
Okay. Well, but I do want to talk about Derek. And Derek, if JPJ was here.
Yeah. What, he JPJ comes in and takes my segment away again.
No, I mean, we'd bring
it's
this
the
up.
The wedding all over again.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Here I am just trying to talk to people. Amy comes in and talks about JBJ.
Wait, that's kind of ironic, but I was going to say, since JBJ isn't here to scream at you as you try to explain yourself, can you tell us what you really said during that conversation, which started all the drama?
I mean, totally. It was. It's all been aired. It's just like been chopped up because it was a truck running over me every time we tried to talk about it. So, I mean, first of all, we sit around in the bunk area, like getting ready, for different days. And a couple people were asking me questions about what life after paradise is like, stuff as if what we're doing right now. We're here doing cool things.
Yeah.
Right. So I started talking about that. it's awesome. Get some great opportunities. You know, there's all kinds of fun things that you can do. And then he specifically asked me about like girls that send me messages. He says this in the reunion show that he asked me this question, and I said that you can hook up with these girls, but I don't suggest it because there's a lot of stuff that can blow up in your face after the fact. Like everybody's
like
watching
Blake.
You. Exactly. But like, I'm going to take a side note here because I want to point something out. We just talked about Kaylin and Dean and how cute it is that she DM'd him.
That's so funny.
Ben is now in a relationship because of his DMs.
Isn't that funny?
And why is it suddenly a bad thing if I even reply to a DM?
Yeah.
It's not, buddy. You're fine.
I know.
Yeah, you're fine.
But that was basically the gist of it. And then it became a totally different thing where he turned that into saying that I took advantage of women, which is super
which is
weird
so crazy.
To turn that into.
I know.
Yeah.
He was just, he doesn't like you very much, man.
That's it.
He was
that's
just really jealous, it. And he like wanted to come up with one thing, and he blew it up because it's all that he could find.
So here's the funny thing about me right now. We have Mike Johnson sitting in the corner over there. We have you sitting on the couch with us. We have Kaylin that just got off the podcast. So the first time I met Mike and the first time I met Kaylin was at the Chris and Crystal wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't know if you remember this moment for me.
Oh, I remember the moment.
So I walk into the wedding. This is Jessica's first time being like around the show. I'm nervous a little bit because I'm bringing like the girl that I love with me onto the show for the first time. I don't know what to expect. We walk in and everything seems peaceful and normal. And then the cast comes. The cast comes walking down and the show follows. The cameras follow. People follow. All that stuff. Mike Johnson walks in the room and I go up and I say hi to him. He says hi back. He looks me in the eyes. It's a great little interaction. Before I know it, within 2 minutes of talking to Mike, I get a tap on my shoulder from a producer. Hey, please don't talk to Mike.
Really?
There's going to be mingling going on at this thing, and we don't want him distracted. Fair enough. Like, I now know I'm on the show.
Right.
Turn around. JPJ's yelling at Derek. The show is still happening.
Welcome back, Ben.
Yeah. Turn around another circle. Kaylin's standing there. I go, hey, where's Dean? And she goes, he broke up with me last night.
Dude, you couldn't win.
None of us thought we were going to walk onto a set.
Ashley falls out of her chair. Like,
Did you like that? Was in the bloopers.
Oh, that
was
funny.
I
saw that.
I was glad.
It was a while. That was one of the weirdest things I've ever been a part of.
Well, and this is like, I went over to talk to Chris and Crystal's family at one point in time, and the producer the same thing. They were like, hey, no, you got to go back over there. And I was just trying to be courteous and meet their family because here we are mingling with cameras around, and I just felt awkward, like I needed to at least say hi to them. I don't know.
So are you dating anyone now?
I am not. I actually basically took a whole break away from any of that because, first of all, my real job.
Vegas lady.
Thanks, Amy. But I had been away for 3 weeks, so I wanted to focus back on that. And also, I tried to date after The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And it ended up really bad because her watching that and seeing me go through that back on camera, I think was really hard for her. So I didn't want to. I thought it was unfair for me to try and put anybody through that.
We agree. So when do you think you'll start getting back into those DMs?
Tonight,
baby, tonight. Yeah. No, I mean, look, the show is done now, and that was really my barrier. So
yeah, okay.
Don't be
ashamed. I'm free.
The DMs have been great for me. It's making me one of the happiest men alive. Don't shame the DMs. Anybody wants to talk against them, I will stand up proudly and say no. It's made my life better.
Ben, I need you to write my DMs, I think, now. Like, we need to go find some.
You know what's going to be a fun game right now? Here's the thing we're going to do. To finish out this, I'm going to pull up the very first text message I sent to Jessica. You want to see how this all works?
Yeah.
I don't think we've
learning from the master here.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner also met through DM.
Did they really?
Yeah.
So this is okay. On November 22nd at 10:12 p.m., I messaged Jessica. You ready for this?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
It's September 22nd?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
November 22nd.
Oh, I was going to say it's like your one-year anniversary.
Yeah. So it was right before Thanksgiving. You were like feeling lonely.
Uh-huh. I said, okay, random request. In the spirit of giving, don't know how else to do this without it being weird, so please be kind. If you're first single and second ever in Denver and interested in going out, I'd love to take you. Please, for now, don't ask how I came by your profile. It's a long story.
Oh my God, that's so adorable. But it also is adorable because it comes from Ben, and like, we know Ben. But if it was another guy, like, we could like tone that differently.
That's so true.
I wonder how she read it.
Yeah. That was
it could be creepy. Yeah,
that's so true.
Derek, man, we cannot wait to celebrate with you. Again, we're live at the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. It's iHeart Music Festival 2019. Derek Paith, you're the man. Congratulations on a great Bachelor in Paradise season. Not even because it's like, hey, great job, like, you worked hard. It's like, you're just a good dude, and you handled it well, and you helped, I think, from Ashley and I in the Almost Famous podcast, I think you helped this show evolve into something it needed to be a little bit. And you helped Demi do something that will drastically change her life for the better forever, and you're a huge piece of that. So, Derek Paith, we celebrate you. Now let's have fun.
Let's celebrate in a different way, right?
Yeah,
no, thank you both. That means a lot from you two.
So, yeah.
You're
thanks,
always
buddy.
Your guest.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Fans, friends, family, whoever's listening, you've heard us talk about Brooklinen. I'm sleeping on Brooklinen right now. It makes me feel nice at night. Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. You spend one-third of your life in the sheets.
Don't
you want to spend them insanely comfortable? Ashley, have you spent more or less time in your Brooklinen sheets in the last month?
I wish I could say that I have, but I've been on the road so much. But Brooklinen does make us feel like we are in a five-star hotel at home, which is really nice.
So Ashley and everybody listening, when you sleep, you need to sleep well. On hotel quality sheets that don't cost an arm and a leg, people are loving Brooklinen.com. Their mission, to make you, yes you, comfortable. Luxury sheets, towels, bedding, and more without the luxury markup. Most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. That's stupid. That's ridiculous.
I know, that's so dumb.
Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, just a great product and service. Sheets just don't feel great. They look super awesome too. Mix and match over 20 plus colors and patterns. Get funky with it. Do something weird. My sheets, the sheets on my bed right now, it's kind of off time of year here in Denver where in the winter, it gets really cold. In the summer, it's super hot. So you need a sheet that kind of helps regulate your temperature. It looks good, feels good. It's not going to be too hot, too cold because we're kind of right in the middle. And Brooklinen does that. In addition, Ashley, I have something weird to tell you. I've got like some dry feet going on. And I don't know about you, but when you got dry feet and you put them into some sheets, it like catches on the threads. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. That is very funny. You should probably get like a good like loofah.
Yeah, I need to get one of those like stones like that you scrape your feet with. It's not that bad, but it's bad enough to cause me some issues. But Brooklinen sheets, for whatever reason, my feet just slide right in. It's pretty nice. I think that's My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa. I couldn't recommend them more for friends, family, or treating yourself to the upgrade you deserve. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code FAMOUS
at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. You don't hear that anymore, but that's proof. Brooklinen cares. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code FAMOUS at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code FAMOUS.
I mean, Brooklinen lifetime warranty, that means like you can actually sleep on them for the rest of your life.
Ooh, don't tease me, Ashley. That sounds fantastic. Well, hey, Brooklinen, these sheets are the best ever.
Before we wrap with Derek, we have to let people know about the big announcement.
That was evil of us. We told everybody we're going to have this great, and then we wrapped with him, took a break, and then said, no, no, no. It's like, you know what it reminds me of? I was just at a concert at Red Rocks, and the band does this great set, and then they walk off, and they're standing on the side. They know they're going to come back on. Everybody starts clapping. They're like, what's going on? Don't leave yet. And then you come back.
An encore?
For an encore. Okay, yeah. Ashley.
Oh, God, you're really dragging this out.
You ready for this? Go ahead.
Go ahead. You guys, we are going on the road. We're going to do Almost Famous in a theater. Our tour is called Almost Famous Live, and it's at the Palace of Fine Arts Theater in San Francisco on the night of January 11th. You guys, it's a big theater, and we hope to see it packed with Almost Famous listeners.
It's going to be a wild
excited.
Night.
I mean, it is going to be crazy. There's been so many podcasts that have gone on tour, and now it's Ben and my time.
We got to give credit to the podcasts that have gone before us, but it doesn't mean they that walk we won't
so you can run.
Yes, they walk so we can run. Derek Paith will be there. We are going to celebrate. We are going to talk. We are going to break down. We might cry. We might laugh. We might get weird. I mean, I'm all about getting a little weird.
Definitely going
to
be weird.
One thing that we wanted to do too, unlike some of the other live podcasts, because we're iHeartRadio, is we're going to have musical performances.
Mm, that's nice.
From surprise special guests, too.
Okay.
Jed.
All right. I was going to say, is it Jed?
It might be Jed, Derek. Just wait.
We've been about it before.
All right, you guys.
Suddenly, Derek was coming, and I'm not 100% sure on that.
So if you guys want to come hang out with Ben, me, Derek, maybe Jen, we are going to be at the Palace of Fine Arts Theater. It's 3301 Lyon Street in San Francisco.
And even if you're not from California, make a trip.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be meeting people afterward. We're going to be chatting.
I'm there all night.
Out.
We're not leaving.
There's VIP tickets. There's regular tickets.
We'll be answering DMs.
An affordable ticket.
We're going to send Derek on a date afterwards. It's going to be great with
someone
a random
in the audience will make out with Derek. Buy your tickets now.
We can auction him off for a charity date. Those are my favorites. I love auctioning men off that I'm not
involved with. Out, Derek, you will make out.
And here's the thing. I've traveled on the road with Easton and Mark and the team enough now to where we're really going to sell tickets on is Tori, Danielle, Amy, Easton, and Mark are going to be there also. The whole family hanging out in San Francisco. It's going to be good. Hey, buy your tickets
let's
now.
Let's get serious now. You can get your tickets at apeconcerts.com and ticketmaster.com. Tickets range from $35 to $125 for VIP. Doors are at 7 o'clock. The show is at 8 o'clock. It's January 11th. It's a Saturday.
And tickets are on sale this Wednesday.
And there's going to be more tour dates announced, but
Saturday,
this is the
Sunday,
first
Monday,
one.
Tuesday, 5 days from now, tickets are on sale.
I bet it sells out in a week. That's my guess.
If it sells out.
I bet it does.
I'm going to be so happy. Come
people
from
love
Bakersfield.
To buy their tickets
come
last
from
minute.
Fresno.
Don't buy your tickets
come
last
from
minute.
Oregon. Come from wherever. There are roads to San Francisco.
There's a sense of urgency. I think it's going to sell out, so buy your tickets quick.
Oh, I love it.
Our wedding planner surprised us with something, as Brooks on the Men podcast said that he would, because we had the same wedding planner, Troy Williams, and he said that he's going to get you something that's like really personal to you guys at your wedding, and you're not going to know until the day of. And guess what that was? It was Shake Shack. During the last like half an hour of our wedding, a whole bunch of people from Shake Shack walked in with burgers and cheese fries, and I think they had that shakes and all that stuff. Shake Shack is
my ultimate favorite food. I'd take it over a Michelin star restaurant. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating there. Whenever I have a long, hard day, I go to Shake Shack to treat myself because I deserve it. If you guys haven't had Shake Shack, you are missing out on the best burger chain of all time. It's 100% all-natural Angus beef burgers, chicken sandwiches, flat-top Vienna beef dogs. It's got no hormones or antibiotics ever. They also are known for their amazing crinkle fries, their craft beer, wine, frozen custard, and more. It's fresh. It's simple. Like, the burger is, I think that burgers are better when they're not like melting out of your hands and the juice isn't like just running through your finger creases. It's just, it's, it takes away from the experience. And Shake Shack is like so clean and delicious. It's a nice environment too. It's not like a fast food restaurant. Like, you can go and sit there. Like, we go and sit there often. You can find a Shake Shack near you at ShakeShack.com or on the Shack app.
As promised, I honestly, there's two men. I don't know who is more loved or less loved right now. Every season has somebody that comes off really loved. Dean was one of those guys. We had Blake and Jason were two of those guys in the season. But I don't know if we've ever witnessed the love for two men like Tyler and Mike had this year.
Wow. You guys are like heartthrobs, like genuine heartthrobs that not associated with The Bachelor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I,
you
thought
stand
I was
alone.
Liked at one point.
They stand alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I walked so they could sprint, and then I just stopped. Yeah.
I just
backed up. I just started backing up. Mike Johnson is on the podcast right there right now. Mike, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast.
Woo!
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, blow some eardrums out while we're at it. That's good.
Sorry, audio.
No. Hey, we're just going to take a quick time with Mike now, because later on next week, we're going to break down who Mike is. One of our favorite times. I think Mike's going to be awesome at this. So, Mike, this is what we do. About 2 years ago, we realized that a lot of this is fun and games. It's all fun. It is all great. But we started a podcast off the Almost Famous Podcast called Almost Famous In Depth. And we sit down with some of Bachelor Nation's favorites, and we just break down their life. Who you are as a man, who you want to become, who you have became, what's the show meant to you, what have you learned, all those things in your life, you know, who your family was to you, all the good, the bad, the ugly, just so Bachelor Nation can wrap their arms around you and say, I know you better. These podcasts have, at times, almost the in-depth ones, have almost doubled our listeners when it came to what we get on Almost Famous. And Almost Famous is massive. Like, they've reached the top charts. So we're going to bring Mike Johnson in next week for an in-depth episode, but we wanted to tease that a little bit here on this podcast.
Mike, nice. Tease what you'll be talking about on our podcast.
Tease what I'll be talking about.
Yeah, give us some topics.
There's been tears before.
Have I shed tears?
No, Jed cried on our podcast in depth.
Ari and Lauren did, because they were just getting ready to announce they had a baby and they didn't want to tell us yet. Remember that?
So cute. Yeah.
I'll talk about, honestly, there's no question that can be answered.
Okay.
I promise you that. I will say, though.
So you talk about Demi Lovato?
I'll talk about Demi.
Okay.
I'll talk about it all. I'll talk about how you said some dirty stuff about me, which I'm not appreciative of.
I didn't say anything dirty about you.
You said some shit I didn't like.
Okay. We can talk about it.
We will.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Hey, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Mike, we'll be talking to you very soon about everything from what Ashley said. Let's work this through. I don't love being the mediator, but I've been the mediator before on a podcast, actually. Let's just find out who you are, man. I'm excited for it.
I'd appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. As you know, the Almost Famous Podcast is rolling, moving and grooving, and next week will be something wild. I am excited to talk to Mike and get to know who this man is that America fell in love with.
Me too.
Let's do it. Hey, with that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
And we're live from the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas, Nevada for iHeart Music Festival 2019.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.